is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official now says that Russia has asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. The request comes amid tensions about the ongoing war ahead of a Monday meeting in Rome between top aides for the U.S. and Chinese governments. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has bluntly warned China to avoid helping Russia evade the punishment from sanctions that have hammered the Russian economy. He says that the U.S. will not allow that. U.S. officials also accused Beijing of spreading false Russian claims that Ukraine was running chemical and biological weapons labs with U.S. support. They say that China is effectively providing cover for a potential chemical attack by Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he will continue negotiating with Russia and is waiting for a meeting with the President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky has repeatedly called for a meeting with Putin, but so far his requests have gone unanswered by the Kremlin. Zelensky said Sunday during his nightly address to the nation that his delegation has a clear task to do everything to ensure a meeting between the two presidents. Zelensky said that talks are held daily between the two countries via video conference. He said the talks are necessary to establish a ceasefire and more humanitarian corridors. U.S. journalist Brent Renaud was killed, and another American journalist was hurt when Russian troops opened fire on their car in Irpin near the capital, and Kyiv police. A new York Times spokesperson said that the 50-year-old Renaud was a talented filmmaker who had contributed to the New York Times over the years, but he was not working for the publication at the time of his death. This is VOA News. Unaccompanied child migrants trying to enter the United States will no longer be denied a chance to seek asylum under new guidance announced by the U.S. health authorities. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that change late Friday night. The CDC said that the expulsion of unaccompanied non-citizen children is not warranted to protect the public health. The change was announced shortly before a court order was taken into effect that would have allowed the Biden administration to expel unaccompanied children seeking asylum under Title 42 authority, which was introduced in March of 2020 to prevent spread of COVID-19. The order remains in place for adults and families traveling with children. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says he has tested positive for the coronavirus, but he's feeling relatively healthy, and his wife Michelle tested negative. Obama says on Twitter that he had a scratchy throat for a couple of days, but he's feeling fine otherwise. Obama is encouraging more Americans to get vaccinated against the coronavirus despite the declining infection rate in the U.S. There were roughly 35,000 infections on average over the past week, down sharply from mid-January, when that average was closer to 800,000. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline shot up a whopping 79 cents over the past 2 weeks to about $4.43 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says Sunday that the new price exceeds by 32 cents the prior record high of $4.11 set in July of 2008. Bloomberg said gas prices are likely to remain high in the short term as crude oil costs soar amid global supply concerns following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Nationwide, the highest average price for regular grade is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $5.79 a gallon. Colombians have voted for a new Congress and also cast ballots in presidential primaries to choose party candidates for the May presidential contest. Sunday's vote was the country's first election since the pandemic began 2 years ago. The leftist Senator Gustavo Petro has emerged as the current leader in the race for the presidency. He won the primary for the left-wing Historical PAC coalition with 80% of the more than 5 million votes cast in its primary. A coalition of conservative candidates drew 3.6 million voters in its primary, which was won by the former Medellin mayor, Federico Gutierrez, who has criticized some aspects of the 2016 peace deal the FARC rebel groups decided with. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.